Such a person who understands the importance of reaching out to others, being machzik them, in order to inspire and to elevate them in the learning of Torah, there's no greater bracha. Imagine the bracha to somebody who not only is someone who is lomeh and melameh and is a shomer and an oseh, has all the qualities of learning Torah and teaching Torah and has the ability to inspire others and also spends so much of his time inspiring and uplifting others. Imagine what a bracha, imagine what an inspiration that is for the rest of us. Harav Gaon Feinstein spent his life in Hachzakas HaTov. Besides being a superb Magichir, Rav Feinstein is also a Rebbe for each and every Talmud, for their entire lives, taking care of them, looking out for them, lifting up others, enabling every single Talmud to fulfill the full potential, and never giving up on any part of Klal Yisrael. These are the hallmarks of a Rav Gaon, Rav Reuven Feinstein Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of Staten Island. This Yeshiva was established by his father, the Posek Gadol, Rav Gaon Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, whom I was privileged to meet on many occasions when I was growing up in Munster. I recently also had the privilege to witness firsthand the commitment and the Mesiris Nefesh of Reuven Feinstein Shlita in going out to the broader community, to be machzik, the broader community of Klal Yisrael, to uplift those in need, to ensure the Hakamas HaTorah, the fulfillment of the Torah by all of Klal Yisrael. We should all now give our utmost attention and admiration to one of the Gedolei Hador of our times, Harav HaGaon, Reuven Feinstein Shlita.
Just a brief flower, a cone. Moshe took me. Am I being heard? The Rambam in the third page of Tshuva in the fourth Mishnah brings down a tam for why we blow teir, why we blow shefer, even though he says it says a kosov. even though it's a gzeres hakosuf. Abba Lamaisi gives it time, Abba Ula Yishenit. In other words, awaken. Not everyone is fully asleep, he says to Daslan, get up from your dremlach, you know, when you're just dreambled off, abyssal, you know, you're not really in deep sleep. The guy says, hello, you can, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, you can answer him. But you're out of it, he put it. And get rid of the nauschgeiden that you have. And the end, he ends up v'zichu b'rachem. And what does that have to do with the Indian? Obviously, I mean, of course, without the barachem, we have no cheshbon nefesh, we have no inyan of rav toiv. But lemaisa, how does it fit in to the inyan of awaken to responsibilities, awaken to that? What do you have zichu b'rachem? I'm trying to get that into the Indian. We've started to blow shofar. I guess it doesn't have to wait for Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, we blow shofar now in Elul. And it's supposed to uplift us and inspire us to do tshuva. I just heard this the other day. I've been trying to find a mekor for it. I don't know. I think Shabbos even if Chatzkel said it. But lemaisa, if it wasn't with Chatzkel, it was Yeruchim, doesn't make a difference. But he said was that when a person gets to do tshuva, tries to sit down and do tshuva, and make a cheshbon and nefesh, the first thing he has to do is think the positive acts of himself. In other words, this is what I do. I'm really a good guy. I'm what I mean. I learn every day. I'm honest. All the good demilas that you have. After you have the good demilas, then you start thinking about what needs improvement. But if you would start on what's wrong with you, unfortunately, people get yish. I'm so bad anyway, so what's the point of even trying? So therefore, they give up. The idea is not to let yourself ever give up. Because the Maisa, you should know that on one hand you have that you will be born, you were the Bchir of the Bchir. At the same token, you ever get the Gaiba too much, the Yitush was never Bchir. So you should always know that you have to keep that balance of knowing that Pshat is that Abade, I have the potential to be the greatest that I am, that could be of any Bri in the world. At the same token, I have not reached that point, and therefore anybody that could live up to their potential is bigger than me. And that's the point that we always have to keep in mind. And therefore a person will always be an honor, and will be a shayla, because he always have to be cheshed in himself, because he'd be yanky for being cheshed in himself, to take him to a sudden. Even though he knew he was the Chir Shal Yavitz, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the honor of Yukalod, Moshe Pnei Adama, did know he was the Mashiach Hashem, he was the Adon HaNadim. Afal Pi Kein, he was able to be the honor of Yukalod, Moshe Pnei Adama. How is it possible in both? But if it's dependent on your potential, then it's very possible. Moshe Rabbeinu had greater potential than anybody else. He also had the greater gifts than anybody else. So the fact that he reached a certain level doesn't prove how big he is. That was proven how big his gifts were. It's what his commitment is using those gifts, that's what he is. And in Mele, there are people who don't have those gifts, but use whatever they have to the biggest potential. They are, in a way, greater than they are, better than him, but not greater than him. I mean, he was the greatest man that was possible, but it was there. People that are possibly better, meaning that they reach their potential, yes, it's possible that they're wrong. Therefore, he was able to give cover to Chol, and therefore, because nobody was able to give cover to everybody. But the same token, he obviously reached his potential. Therefore, but that's something he himself had to be cautious for. When it comes to do tshuva, now, the question is, how do you go about it? In other words, should I sit down and make a cheshbon nefesh? So first of all, pretty much we have an idea of certain things what we've done. The one is a tefillah, maybe. We don't have kavanah and brachos. And if you know, someone knows it worse, it's worse. But I'm not going into it. But there's no one that gets through without anything at all. And he knows he has weaknesses. And he has to now analyze what to do about these weaknesses. So we have to get down. The Rambam brings down in Chelek Aleph all the inner of tshuva. He brings down the union of how tshuva helps and when it works. But he has down, the first thing you have to know is three parts to tshuva. So the Rambam said, I know what I did. Go to tshuva. One of them is Chavot Alova. Okay, that's pretty basic. The second one is Yishevidu Repeh. Now, the question is, why do I need Vidu Repeh for? You know, let me think about it. Let me just think on the question. Why should I have to say Vidu Repeh? Now, think about it. You know, if I say I was a gangster that held up somebody with a gun, okay, so I can say that you'd be thinking about it, I'm a pretty rotten person. But, Lee, it's so I'm a pretty good guy. I pay attention to the shiurim, I can say him over. I have one problem sometimes, and I'm involved in doing something prior to seder, prior to shiur. And as I'm going to shiur, I forgot I didn't have a piece of paper with me. And I take my friend's piece of paper, his book is over, notebook's over there. So I'm taking a piece of paper, I'm sure he wouldn't be makbid, I'm sure whatever it is, I can justify it for what, 20 reasons, right? Then you want to do tshuva. So I'm going to do tshuva on it. Right? So I'm going to say, but am I really a ganav? Am I really doing anything wrong? I'm supposed to say, goes on. I'm supposed to say, don't play games. I'm trying to say, think about it. In your mind, you're surely not a bad guy. When you say the word out loud, and then you say, does that really apply to me? That's when you first realize what it is that you've done. And that's why some people know before you kick on, I'm sure everybody's going to get all these degrees. And every time goes the alphabet redo and this redo and redo, the chidors and everyone else. Then you get the simple one, right? Al-Shamdu, Bagadnu, Gazamu, Bamadevi. You know, some people hold this like eat better to do because the others give you a list. So most of it don't apply to me. So therefore you say, oh, that one, okay, maybe I can get you by that, you know? But if you have only one straight name for everybody, whether it's taking a piece of paper, taking $1,000, it's the same thing, then you start realizing that I'm a gazan. And I have to work on it. We'll see how to work on it. And the third part of the tshuva is that they have kabbalah losit. Now the Roshivas I tell you says, what do you need kabbalah losit for? Every Jew can't do an avera. So we all have to have Kabbalah Losit, right? Just because I didn't have Aveira, I don't need a special Kabbalah. I just can't do it. So why do we call it a Chelek of Tshuva? So I say that obviously it must be that a person who is Chayte has to have a Siyog. In other words, a person who never was Chayte yet. So obviously he's able to beat the Yetzer Hara head on. But someone already who flunked, already he was chayte once, he can't face the Yitzhak of a head on anymore because he failed already. So he can't just say, okay, I'm going to beat it this time and then you wait another day, two more days and you fail. That's not a yichus. I have to figure a way to go around it that I should win. So going back to a case of taking a piece of paper. So the guy is mocking, always makes a joke on himself that 5 minutes before Seder, I go into my room, get prepared for the shiur, and I get for the shiur, and I get everything, my notepaper and everything else that I need for the shiur. I don't have the problems of taking somebody else's paper. And then I get a telephone call from my mother. And she's talking to me, and I'm trying to tell her I got to go to Seder, but, you know, I'm not going to tell her, you know, I have to run upstairs because, you know, I don't want to take somebody else's paper. I had this thing there, you know, I made this, commitment, and I'm always going to do this 5 minutes. So I can only say to her, I got to go to shiur. But now I don't have my piece of paper again. So I do the old stand, I take the other guy's piece of paper. So obviously that one didn't work. So I now have to make sure that I carry a piece of paper in my pocket. That in case any time we come across the time that I will not be able to take those 5 minutes and get prepared for shiur, I should still have that piece of paper without having taken someone else. That's a chiyuv that a person has in the normal case of tshuva. So that's, I say, those are the ones that we know. What about the ones we don't know? Right. So, Maybe I'll take this point first. Now, in the tshuvas that we do, this is just basic data that you all know, but it's good for chazorim, that there's an inyan of if someone doesn't learn the shogig. The definition of shogig is I didn't learn it or I forgot it. Right? Talking about without wanting to forget it. You know, since we learn English, or before secular studies, or whatever we call it, we have one problem that sometimes brings itself over to the table. A kid who didn't like geometry, even going back to high school, it's not easy to talk about that, because in college you at least had a choice of what subjects you wanted to learn. But in high school, you never had that choice. So they give you geometry or trigonometry, and I never liked it, right? But I'm good. So I worked on it, and I got it. And finally, I finished. I got an idea on the regions, and I said, Baruch Shepetrani, now I can forget it. Yeah. You do the same thing with Torah, Yechayiv Misa. You understand? That's the difference. But sometimes, you go through a tough zman, tough business, and you say, Baruch Shepetrani, I finally finished it, now I can forget it. No, you can't forget it. You have to remember this. Let no head to forget. Okay. So those are the two times that you have of forgetting it and not learning it. And that's an inyan of slicha. It's called shegig, it's slicha. What's slicha? And to understand what a head of slicha is, you have to get through a line. And you say, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And with each time you say, excuse me, you do move the guy a little bit and shove him a little bit and whatever it is there. But everybody understands we're busy, it's a crowded room, so nobody's marked it, and we say, no problem, we're like, end of life. Do it without saying, excuse me, and you'll find out how much people it bothers, how it bothers people, right? Because you shoved me. You were just shoving me, right? So obviously, slicha is important. You have to say slicha. But the answer sometimes, I'm sorry, it's nothing, don't worry about it. I understand your situation. I know you meant to do well. You didn't do it. It was an accident. Or it was, above your ability. Okay, forget it. Then you got mazed. And sometimes you notice in the Tulasi and Makipurim that sometimes Slicha will switch with Mechila. Mechila will come out for Hashegig and Slicha will come out for mazed. So you have to know when. But the mechila sometimes you need for a shoyge also, sometimes when his attitude is, you tell him, we got to learn because we have to know what the Baruch Hashem is, who cares? Then in shoyge, he needs mechila, doesn't need any more slich. That one's already a big aver. On the other hand, amazing, someone fought a good battle. And even though we know that nobody can lose if you really, the Benjamin doesn't give you an assignment unless you personally can overcome it, but we still fail sometimes. I think we couldn't do it, and therefore we fail for whatever reason. So sometimes the Benjamin will say sleep up for that too. But when a guy knows what he's doing, I know the Benjamin was gazing on this. I know he doesn't want me to do it, and I'm going to do it anyway. That means mechila. Mechila, think about what mechila means. Mechila doesn't mean, sometimes, I don't know how it is over here, but a lot of times you go to yeshivas and kids go around before Yom Kippur, mechumi, mechumi, mechumi. That has no meaning. They're not asking for anything, and they don't even understand what it is that mechila means. But the Rebbeinu B'chai says that the reason that we have all the tzoros and all the doyos because of Yosef and his brothers, because Yosef never was Michael's brothers. Now, I mean, what's Michael's brothers? I mean, it sounds pretty good in the Shif and the Chumash. They're saying, we're apologizing. Our father told us to apologize. It's not true. He said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. Right? So, I can say I can forget about it. I say, don't worry about it. Don't mention it. I'm not going to say I'm the Mechumi. Think about it yourself whenever you have a time on someone. The word Mechumi means there's no debt on your part to me anymore. It's forgiven. Like, I owe you a thousand. Guy says, you know, I owe you money, I don't have it now. Okay, don't worry about it. So do I mean I'm money for you? I just said, you know, right now, I'm not bothering you. When you get it, you'll give it to me. I say I'm money for you, the debt's over. So there's a big difference between forget about it and I'm money for you. And that's the part that we have to understand, that there we need mechila. You know, it's not enough. And sometimes, maybe, when he did amazes, the patient's not even ready to forgive you. Like sometimes we see the tefillahs at night of Yom Kippur, Solachti Kidvarecha, by the Meraglim. Solachti. I didn't give you mechila. I only gave you slicha. I was willing to say that it's like you're not, you're like your machshavos or no machshavos. It comes into an inyan of pesha, third member of your chet, which is lahachas. And it's very hard to give pictures of lahachas. There are some that can work out, but it's not really, but you have to understand why is it hard. If a person understands who the Rabbeinu Shalom is, how could you do anything against him? The only reason I can do something against the Rabbeinu Shalom is because I don't believe the Rabbeinu Shalom has the power to do something else, so that I don't understand who the Rabbeinu Shalom is. So I'm not really doing it against the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's going against my silly concept of what the Rabbeinu Shalom is, and that I can say sometimes so often because you're an idiot. You have no shot what to talk to you about. But a person that knows and understands, I'll show you the normal hug of people. You know, sometimes kids play with each other, the one guy twists the other guy's arm, and he says, say uncle, and the guy whose arm is being twisted, that is not going to say it. Right? Someone, one of the two is going to give up, right? Because the guy does not want to break your arm, right? So the question is, who's going to give chicken out first? The guy who's pushing the arm up, or the one that's going to say uncle, right? But least so I know that you're going to break my arm. And there's no reason to start up immediately. I say, so, uncle, why should I even take anything? We should get that from that. Right? That's the idea. If I understand who the Rabbeinu Shalom is, so there's no way I'm going to do an Avera against him. And that's the point that's hard to find exactly what Pesha is. In this case, I'm not going into it. If you hit your own, you understand, it's fine. Those requires Kapora. Pesha requires Kapora and Sanshin. Now, there were two other times that require unction. The person is able, a kovas and up, kovas or mises to the yodam, and did tshuvah, so tshuvah, the Yom Kippurim, Tehillim. Yom Kippur doesn't end it off. And the kalis, which means under kovas, it's finished. Yom Kippur finishes. The Abeira is still there. It's only Toilet until you get Yisuhim. So I tell some people to think about yourself if ever you get Yisuhim, when you know you did something that was a choristic of Maisa, for instance, the Shabbos, which is sometimes not Nizel in it, sometimes Raven, it doesn't make a difference. You know, small things, but they don't really know the halacha, I'm in a rush, I'm embarrassed. Whatever reasons we're going to have why a person can behave on Shabbos, on the thing over there, that's a chorus. The chorus is that the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're not forgiven until you have Yisur. So when the Yisur comes, the Mikabo Biyahava, because you got to realize it cleans the slate. It's finished. I'm in good graces again. I don't have to worry about it. That's the important part that presents to you. There's also an Einish, Kineged, the Hanoye that a person has from a Chet. Let's say, you know, it's very easy to do Tshuva for the Chet itself, but it's very hard to do Tshuva for the Hanoye you have from the Chet. So that part, sometimes you can. And I would think that the way you can do it is if you were possible to do Beheta, the same Aveya. I would do done it beheta, not the Issa. So you know, I know I'm not. I don't have charote, but on the Issa I have charote. But sometimes I just enjoy it, and you know. Yeah, so the Rabbeinu Shalom is an honest you, even if you did the most tshuvah, sufficient to the hanoya that you had on the Issa, and that pleases the slate. So there are different times that the Rabbeinu Shalom does give you Onshin, even though you did shoot. Okay. Now you want to go in, we don't know other others. So the din is the Fashfish Maisa. Okay. Fashfish Maisa, I don't know, and I don't find Fashfish Maisa. Calling a little tail. Okay. So the old joke is it's a little tail not an avera. So the going gives the answer on it. That means that the little tail is that you didn't learn, and therefore you don't know what avera you did. Understand? In other words, the person just can't know what avera did an avera. He knows things are happening to him. He's got to be chuvah. Right? But chuvah on what? So you have to first learn down and understand what your lifestyle is and everything that you're doing to be able to appreciate do I have an avera or don't I have an avera. And then I can first teach you. But sometimes you get a hint. For instance, what were you suffering from this year? A lot of people suffering from panos. Okay, that's one we can get. Talk about. Another one was Chayor. Now, one can understand, you know, the Pekei Yavis, it says Chayor, Baloilam, because of Chil'a, because of Shua Shav, and Chil Hashem. Those are the two. So, what Chayors, you know, are happening in the world? Okay. Describe my youth and your youth. When I was a kid, I used to run in the grass. No matter how high it was, barefooted in shorts. And used to lie down on the grass, no matter how high it was, and lay and roll it and everything else, a lot of fun. I don't think anybody's going to let their kids run in that, or their children, because there are ticks in the grass. Right? Now the tick happens to be a chayarah. It came here because we're not doing that. After that, if you remember, we got mosquitoes all of a sudden. West Nile, right? Nobody had this problem with mosquitoes before. Right? So all of a sudden now, our vacations, our summer, we have to analyze, we have to change our mind thoughts about how to treat it. Then we have to go about that. Then we had a third one. Remember the sharks for a while? People were afraid to go swimming because of the sharks. Right? And it was all over the world. And now we have the bears in the mountains. Now, if you guys are aware of that, bears in the mountains. And they came down from the normal Jewish mountains now. So we have chayavot. It's all over the place. And my style of living is affected by this type of things. And because they're affected by these things, then I have to look at myself that something is wrong in the way I'm doing things. Because I'm being affected. Now, remember, other things, he breaks his arm, breaks his leg. I remember Rabbi Alpert had his son was by Yossi Yeshiva. So he broke his leg. I remember bringing him home to his father. His father met me in the steps of MTJ. And the first thing he said, Mordechai, what did you do wrong with your foot? In other words, he may have said it politely, but he wasn't kidding around. In other words, you know, maybe it shouldn't have been the first sentence. If I yelled at you, you're right, it shouldn't have been the first point. But it was the point of, like, with a smile, what did you do wrong with your foot? But that's where you look first. If that's what happened to you, I look for informal. I look to see what happened, what I do wrong. Now, the biggest threat, I think, that we have when we get to the Panosi, I'm not talking about all honest, all in everything we do is good. And we're still not doing it well. So, what's shutting that? So, we all know the first animami. I think they can make it into a song now. So, does everybody know the first animami? Right? What? The Benishon, the Beire, Umani, Ucholabriyim, is the Oise. Past, present, and future. Nothing happens without him. Okay. That part people forget. And I think that's what he meant by the Rambam when he said, Zechu Yisroelu Barachem, remember your Creator. Because nothing that you do is matzliach or can even be done without the Rabbeinu Shlomo Zalman letting it happen. And that's a fact that people will see why it happens initially, and that they forget that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is what's behind everything, success and everything that happened. It does not require any help from anybody else. Now, you'll say, Amunah is a very good thing, right? We all believe, and I believe everybody in Yeshiva believes it, so we all believe in Amunah. I think we even thought about what it means, so we all believe in it. But the funny thing about Amunah is that itself doesn't work without the Torah. Amunah is the idea. I know that this is it, but it hasn't entered in here that I can live according to those rules. So there's a mashal, very simple mashal, that was given from a balabas. So to understand how he ended. There's a lot of things wrong with the mashal if you want to be medayik in the mashal, but that's not the issue. Said as a friend, a guy has a tightrope worker for a friend, and even ties this. The guy tied a rope across the base medrash, and he's walking across, and he, before he attempts it, he says to his friend, you think I can do it? Ah, no, it's a breeze. We've been doing things higher than that, better than that. Want to come on my shoulders. That's the difference between Emunah and B'tochen. Emunah that you can do it, I have. B'tochen that I'm getting on your shoulders, I don't have. And the Indian of B'tochen is to be secure in your Emunah. And if you're not secure, your Emunah doesn't really do you much good. Okay, so now let's go in to understand Panosa, how we got up in our situation that we have of having a job, a career that we're inventing in, why we do it, how we do it, so on. There are three levels, I think, in of how the world exists, which is emes. Then there's the Chazal tells the Yidden. And how are we able to us to live with the Dibur Chazal? The Ashkofa Panosin, starting off from Odom and Tinoyach, was a klol on Odom Elishin, that Bezeas Pechotech Alechem, that he had the klol of Bezeas Pechotech Alechem, but the Gemara, the Torah tells us also, Keitzah Dada Tatzmiach Lach, used to plant wheat, used to plant everything else. Ultimately, you only landed up with cates, dada, thorns. In other words, the result of your work had nothing to do with the work and effort that you put into it. So we all knew that the Rabbeinu Shalom is just asking us to work, toil, completely for no reason at all, except for the cloth. But we also understood clearly that the food that we eat is given to us by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because the fact is, we see that the fact that the effort you put in not guaranteed the result that you get out. So therefore, you realize that everything is mashamayim. From Noach until Abram, and from Abraham on to the rest of the world, the union is that's what you missed out. Mention is with the better people. Maybe he treats them better. Not by us anymore, but by them. But at that time, Avraham had left with him. What was left with him? Left with him and out from a lot from the next of Eva. Like God was Shemecha, Yehei Baruch, right? But if you don't go, those things are not going to happen. So therefore, whatever you can, if I'm with you, I'm along with you to help you be from, be good. With all that, Noach was not able to convince one person to join him on the table. And the reason for it is because the concept of good that Noach had and the concept of good that the world had are two different concepts. And therefore, they couldn't appreciate what it is that needs to be good with Hashem. I'll give you a Moshe portion of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the richest man in the world. The last thing how he became the richest man in the world, that was because of Gedol HaEmor. He took all the things of Gedol HaEmor that he took from the Rephaim and the Amoyed and all those countries that he killed out before he came to Sodom and Amorah. And he only gave back Sodom and Amorah's stuff. He didn't give back everybody else's stuff. And then he wiped out Gedol HaEmor himself. So all the money that Gedol HaEmor held, this was a nation which, according to Gemara, was either the at least the army of Sancheirib, or whatever the title of Sancheirib was, or the army of Gog and Magog. This is a tremendous army. And if they did like the Mitzrayim, that they put all the jewelry and everything else to them, that the Bezos Hayom was bigger than Bezos Mitzrayim. So it's because of what they brought along to the, with them in the battle. So that's the case of Avraham Avinu, the richest man in the world. And what did he do for a living? He was a busboy. He was a waiter to a bunch of Arabs. Right? Didn't, like, if I had that kind of money, I wouldn't be served. I wouldn't be taken care of. I'm not going to go do chesed for other people. One thing again. So people are not, even all the brach in the world isn't going to convince you to do that, live that lifestyle. I'm not interested in that. But Avraham was able to be convincing. Because Avraham came along and he came along with the case of Agnes. He told the world the simple thing that we learned in Ashrei, that which we believe. The first thing is Vesechus Yadecha Matzbi Al Chol Chai Rotzin. The bench is everything what they need and what they want. And if you turn away from the bench, the first time you see anything, regardless, you're a tzaddik or a rosh. And according to some portion, this is the pshat, that it's kisidron, Ashrei is kisidron. Why? Because the part that Shem Hashem is Korei above is called Shem Yashmi, it follows it. In other words, first it's kisidron for everybody, I give everybody. But after a while, if I start demanding to live up to what I commanded you, you don't do it, I take it away from you. So people start saying, is God evil? No, God's not evil. He doesn't owe you anything. That's what Avraham Avinu Agnus. He owns you. You don't own him. So he doesn't have to give you anything. And yet, all these years, he was good to you. He gave you food. He gave you clothing. He gave you shelter. He gave you a good, decent life. Right? So why do you think he changed? Because all of a sudden he became bad. He decided he doesn't want to be nice to you anymore. Or you did something that made him not deal with you the right way. And he's doing it for your benefit, that you'll do tshuvah. But that's the basic idea of Agnus, how Agnus was affected. I assume that all the people, even though, like we said, the case of Dada Tatzmiach Loch and the Klovet, I assume the people that were tzaddikim got more food out of it than the Rishonim did. In other words, the main show was always better to them because of the Kim's house. Came along Avraham. Now, where did Avraham come in the picture? Avraham, when he's 99 years old, the main show tells him, and this is a hagdomah, not for Avraham himself, but for Yitzchak. You're going to have a child. But for you, in order for you to have a child, first you have to change your hashkafet. You have to all of a sudden believe yourself. It's how they put fun on the day, son. I'll explain what that is in a minute. And at the same time, I want you to change your name and I want you to mount yourself. Because that Eder, in order to create Yitzchak, has to be Gemalta Eder. And that's what he did. Right, he was able to have Yitzchak. Yishmael continue, he was a Ben Avraham, and he did very good as a Ben Avraham. Because let's understand the day we Avraham, we know the Yisod HaChesed, the Abba Chesed, right? We only know one story about Avraham. The day, the third day of his Mila, when he was too sick to get out of bed, and the Ben Shum having Achmanis on him, brought out the sun so they couldn't, so nobody bothered him. But he still jumped up and he's running around and was aggravated. So eventually Rav Monis on him and sends him 3 Mavochim to appearing as Arabs. Right? That's the story of Vayera. And he jumps out to do himself, to do chesed himself. That's the Abba Chesed. You know, he had a lot of slaves, we said, right? Where were they? So, Imulim Yivosim also. Every one of the slaves, the day that Avraham mauled himself, he mauled Shmuel and all the Avodim that he had, all the male Avodim. So all the babies, all of them are in beds, right? Crying. He had shokas. Why didn't he use them? Because he wanted to do it himself. There was one other person helping him. And that was a Bokor. He gave it to Shmuel. So two guys got out of bed. Even though they were in terrible pain, and they put them in Adin, from the Din of Chesed, was Avraham and Yishmael. So Yishmael, as far as in that point of Chesed and stuff, was pretty good. Yeah. So Avraham and Yishmael, they're doing it, but he's still a Ben Avraham, which is a Tolkien's Halach. His concepts of good and bad is the Taibus Oyvam Hazeh, Hanoyus Oyvam Hazeh. Right? That's what he wanted to enjoy. His highest point of Avodah is Ba'asher Hu Shom, because he constantly has the Nisayon in front of him, and because he constantly has that Nisayon, the maximum that he can reach is at this moment, am I good or bad? On the other hand, Yitzchak is Ben Avraham, who it says, what do you call it, the Salach Lefana. Now, I saw the point what Salach Lefana means, but whatever it means at the moment is that I have to get out of the whole Indian of Olam Hazeh. I have to get involved in other things, in Ruchnius. And because I'm involved in Ruchnius, the highest Madrega that he can come to is Avas Hashem through Mesiras Nefesh. Now, the reason I say Avas Hashem through Mesiras Nefesh, I throw them both together, because you know that Mesiras Nefesh, Avas Hashem is Achleikas Avi Lezer and Avi Akiva, and Brochus, and the Lezer says that why do you say Kol Rocha, Kol Nafshecho, I mean Kol Nafshecho, Kol Meidecho, if one needs life, and one needs your money. So therefore, it's a gift, Tavgad Shabbat, who some people can't, I say, live like Jews or die like Jews. But Rabbi Akiva says, I feel who night of us not shecha, even though he takes your life, he didn't give you a choice. That means you're saying to the Rabbeinu Shlom, you like my life? Take it, please, you're welcome to it. That's it. And he went up then into the Akedah. Abram hinted to him what it was. He says he went up, Yechushneim Yachtov, before he knew, and Yechushneim Yachtov, after he knew. In both cases, there's no difference thing. That was Rabbeinu Shlom, that's Rabbeinu Shlom. What, on the other hand, what is the dream of an Arab for Olam Haba? All the tigers that he didn't have in Olam Hazeh, he's going to have in Olam Haba. Right? Because that's what good is, enjoyment. Right? The Ashes be here, so you're going to give it to me there. It's a silly religion, but that's what it is. By us, we have Salach Lefana. And this is a very hard thing. Salach Lefana means that Sal Mitzvah Dahayal Malekha. Whatever we do, there's no Sal in this world. How come we have good people, are rich and poor, and all this? I'm not any answers to the so on. It's the ability to do more mitzvahs, whatever. So the more you do, treat your mechassim for mitzvahs, stuff like that, the Rabbeinu will give you more to be able to gain Olam Haba. But it's not schar, the etzem for the thing. What's Olam Haba? I have no idea. Even the Rambam has no idea. Now, we got to take our children, and we're going to have to teach them and raise them up without telling them straight out, you should know, schar mitzvah amaleka, and you don't know what Olam Haba is, and still we want you to be a good boy. And not only do we want you to be a good boy, we want you to have a simcha sachayim and avas Hashem. How do we go about doing that? So, The first thing is what we started with. In a way, this is really the Vikuach of Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu in the beginning of Bo, is that he says, who are you going with? And he says, Yamenu Minoreinu Minelech. And he says, you know, not letting you out because we're not your Panechim. And in a way, he's 100% right. Now, you always say sometimes you get to talk about a bar mitzvah, that, you know, the conservative bar mitzvah, reformed bar mitzvah, they spend $100,000 on a bar mitzvah. And I remember it used to be on my block years ago, because a photographer had a picture of a bar mitzvah boy, and a girl sitting on his lap, smoking a cigarette with a glass of schnapps and his things, and he says, today I am a man. Okay, so that is the hasogi of what it means to be a man. We should make a wake in the bar mitzvah. This guy's going to Gehenna. I mean, this wane is, what are we making a party for? We should be crying here. But by us, we have confidence. Just like a kid gets a guy, someone gets a raise, and or gets a promotion. And, you know, you say now, if you're president of the corporation, you get fired a lot easier than if you're secretary. But when I said, the rewards are a lot greater. So the same thing. Now you're with supervisor as opposed to any supervisor. But we know you can make it. That's what we make a party to give you chizuk. It's a party we make them for a kid. But for them, what's the point of the party? And that's what Pari was saying to them. How are you going to get kids to do avodas Hashem with the kind of understanding and the philosophies that you have? Moshe answered him that we're going. And Rashi brings down, it turned out to be that the dam was Damila. And what he told them was, if we start young enough and train kids in this style of life, then they're going to enjoy it. And they're going to be, have a simcha zachari, we have a problem. So the first thing we've got to tell them, from the time a kid starts to speak, and a lot of us forget to do this, but when as soon as the kid starts to speak, you got to tell them, and not be satisfied with those few words. You have to teach them the whole pasuk. And if you'll notice in the Gemara, in most places, the whole pasuk is written down except one where they don't need darshan in Marusha. But otherwise, they write everything else, they put a bechuvu v'gemer, but not on that pasuk. Because that pasuk, you must teach a child the whole thing. And he has to understand, this Torah, it's not just a Torah from the outside, it's yours. It's Yerusha to you from Yankif Avinu. Something in you has the shtickle Torah that nobody else in the world has. Because every one of us thinks differently than anybody else. And because we think differently, because in the same Shavuos, all of us, just like Popsik Seyim, are not Shavuos, so that they are same and not Shavuos. So we don't think alike. So therefore, we have an understanding of Torah that nobody else can have. And if we don't produce that shtickle Torah, it's going to be lost to the world because no one else can produce it. And Rabbi Lesser said in the rest of the his Tzavoyah to his son Hukkanes, he said, all the Torah that's destined for you to create, nobody else in the world can create it. Don't receive it from you. This is yours. You have a chelik, personal chelik in the Torah. And the only way you're going to bring it out is if you grow to be who you can become. And that's the important part that you have to realize. And secondly, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us all to be sovereign. When he gave us the Torah, he told us the Kesedaba b'nei Yisrael, Lepochus v'loyosus, says Rashi, I want you to be Mamlechus Kehanim, like Kodesh, what's Mamlechus Kehanim? A nation of leaders. Everybody has to reach his potential. You're able to be a leader. That's who you are. So the question is, we give them aspirations. We work with them. We give them the Amune, maybe a little bit with Agnes, maybe other types. And one thing I'll tell you, what I've discovered over the years, maybe because I'm out of what you call an out-of-town yeshiva, maybe, but most of you guys come from out-of-town too. So when you're coming to a yeshiva, you have certain fears, trepidations. But I'm willing to do it. I want to do it, whether it's a guy involved in it, or it's because I talk it, this is what I want. But whatever it is, you come in with a little bit of trepidation. All of a sudden, I don't have my private room in the house anymore. I don't have to share a room. I'm not going to have my mother's cooking anymore. I'm going to have expenses that are not, whatever it is, I have to get in touch with people. I couldn't pull that out of my normal circumstances. And it's difficult. And about a month into this man, I can say that every person says, this is not Mesiras Nefesh. I like this. I want to spend the rest of my life like this. Where did that come from? That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Kachi da'afi shoter hazanot teichu ma'amem shulutish ta'ol etzishen v'batera ta'omil. If you look at it without doing it, you got to be nuts. But if you do it, you'll find that there's no Mesiras Nefesh here. This is the way I want to live. I live a life of chidush. But to think about it, you know, people go out and become, no matter what job they get, they can be the biggest lawyer, the biggest doctor, the biggest, most things in life are routine. In other words, we've been doing it the first time, you did it 100 times, 1,000 times. Right? No chidush. When you learn a piece of Gemara, every single day you got 5, 10 chidushim that you go when you speak it over and you brag about it. If you really have a good chidush, you go over to every guy in Beis and tell it over to him, and so on. There's a tremendous feeling of accomplishment that you have. You don't have it in any other field. In Torah, you have it all the time, every day. And this is basically what a person feels. You've had it and you get involved in it, and you find that a ruchnis to the world is a beautiful world. Shabbos is a different thing. It's a day of really appreciating, enjoying Shabbos. It's not a boring day. It's not a day you can't do anything. We can't watch television. We can't play ball. We can't do this. We can't do that. It's very boring. It's not boring. If you use it the way you're supposed to use it, you find Shabbos is a beautiful day. You have menucha on it, you have yishmakayt, you have oinim Shabbos, the food, but if it's camaraderie, family, talking about together on the thing. I mean, the thing is, you know, you have people over the house sometimes, people who are not fluent. The thing, I can't sing, fortunately I don't have a voice. But that's not the point that impresses them or anything else. The fact that we sit around the table talking, and a family has what to talk about and ideas, and hashkafas, meaning things that they talk about when they go in the university, that they have, you know, first by others. It's a daily action that you talk around the table what happened during the week, and everything is a high ideals. That's what they're jealous about. That's why they want to join us. Now, God, that happens to be to Rosh Hashanah, those two kriyas of Yishmael on the first day and Yitzchak on the second day, I think is to compare us with Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are the two people that serve him really, and he's only a Bashir Hushon, and we come to Madrega of the Mesiras Nefesh through Ahavas Hashem. And we are all the Bnei Yaakov Ahom, and that's our schutz. The first show the Rebbeinu Shlom the difference between the two, and then with his kids, and therefore we get some schutz to be. One thing also that we teach our kids is something we also have to understand in Chusl Yankov. When we daven every day, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekim Avon, Keyavon, Lekim, 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 Yaakov. Right? Now, if it was just an identification purpose, telling you who Avon Yisrael are, we should have said, Lekim, 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 Avon Yisrael, Yaakov. To put in an extra K, for each one, shows that there's a different hashkafa for each one. Abraham is his halakhafon aviyeshon. Yitzchak, as I told you, Yashkoy is the wording for it. Like this, even though it doesn't say the word of Kushbayat, Yitzchak, it says it only when the Rebbeinu Shlom appears to Yaakov and says, I am Elikei Abraham, Elikei Yitzchak, Abicha. So we know that he was, gave his name Elikei on him. He said, the only thing we find in him is this. Yaakov, you have an actual deal with Rabbeinu Shimon. And the question is if Yaakov can do it or not. The Rabbeinu Shimon said, I want you, what happened? He falls asleep by the Makom HaMamish. He falls asleep in the middle of the day. He fell asleep. He wasn't tired. He fell asleep. He sees that this is the Beis HaLikim. So he wakes up and he says, "The end of the Beis HaLikim, Mishav Deshav Shemayim." Right. So what does it say right after that? Yashkin Yaakov Baboker. Obviously, went back to sleep again. Because at first he jumped up and he realized, I never would have gone to sleep over here. This is a heavy place. But then he realized that, you know, who made me fall asleep here? Rabbeinu Shimon made me fall asleep here. And if Rabbeinu Shimon made me fall asleep here, then I have to understand what he's trying to teach me. What did he teach me? For 14 years I was in Shir Shabbat. I never went to bed. Didn't say they said he didn't sleep, it's very hard to say because the moment Dolan said the guy says for 3 days I'm not going to sleep, he give him out to see that. So therefore in 1 or 3 days he can't sleep. So what a guy in a flagpole, it's at 56 days, or the dancing champions for 2 weeks, I don't know whatever it is, that obviously there's a certain amount of dozing and sleeping that they do, but they don't fall off either. But Yankee for being who didn't go to bed. He fell by sleep by the Gemara. Fell asleep for 5 minutes, he was back learning. That was only 14 years. He didn't want to have any Hanoya from Gashmikas. Right now, Isaac, you know, looking at the world, no Gashmikas. Then he decided he wants to become a Balabas. So he's going to be coming, he's going to Lavan, and he's, you know, I'm a Yeshiva man, I don't have to worry about anything. And he walks into Lavan, into the town of Chon, and he sees, you know, I better get back to the Mokhan man. And with my father's praying, because I better get some kind of attachment with God, because I don't know if I can make it in this world. And he comes back and he falls asleep. And the angel is telling him, there's nothing wrong with sleeping. Because sleeping is made to give you chaos to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the way you have to serve him. You have to have an end to the Gashmi. So therefore, when he made that kohen, he put shemen on the matzeva, because matzeva is an ended item. A mizbeach is constant growth. And the matzeva ends. So for mizbeach, for ruchni is korban, is he made a mizbeach. For gashmi, which is shemen, where's the fact? Where's the thing? That he made a dovah mitzumtum. This is much, we have to live with it. And I have to learn how to live with it. And I have to have an anchor. That's why you need to go to Tita Miyaka Asasanullah. Why do I have to give it to you when I just say the benchum? Give me 90% and keep 10% for yourself. Why you have to give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because what keeps you on the straight and narrow is the fact that you have a tie with the Makom Hashem. And that's the point that I have to find the Makom Hashem in order to make my own anchor. Now that I couldn't live that way. And the anchor for you is still not convinced. It says, if I come back to Sheva Beis, or Beis Abi, but they show him, and Rashi says, Beli Chet, then I'm willing to say that this is Beis HaLikim, Beis HaShem. Anyway. I think just one more point, and I think then we'll stop. When you want to, the Mishnah in others, what about this one? What do we make other people feel we can't live from a tzumtzum day? So that you have the tefillahs and the yerotzins, meaning that a person has to use it to understand. Anyway, how does Klal Yisrael have to do with Kanosa? Last Mishnah in Kedushin. Right? Rameya says everybody has to be Yosef in Kanosa, and he should go, he teaches children and himself too, a umnis, kalon, and a kiyam. Oh, it's simple. Why? And pray to the one Shashira Shaloi that he has the money. Why? Because there's no work, no profession, nothing that is money, that poorness and richness are totally in that. Every profession has rich people, every position has poor people. Every job has rich people, every job has poor people. And that's an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So So you gotta pay, and that's called the Yisrusim. And that's the way we gotta live. The end of the Mishnah says an interesting thing. It says, Nemsim, we should learn a kavachem from animals. That just an animal doesn't have to appear, you know, like an arisabo, when he was shulchemveni. You don't find that they're doing panosis and not making the thing. So how come we have to do it? We're created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're created to serve us. So why don't we get away with this? I ruined my work, my actions, and it didn't say I did Avedis. I ruined my actions. What are my actions? My actions is I made from a thing that has that is not a dove of the Etzim, and I made it into a thing of, that gives me COVID and everything else. I am the president of this and this company who just made $10 million. Right? I'm bragging about it. Right? That's my COVID comes from that. And the $10 million doesn't come from your work, it comes from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So you are taking credit for something, because it's a lot easier to figure out the worth of a person by what he has than it's not when he asks the question, what is he worth? What do you mean by saying, what is he worth? He's worth $10 million. That's what it's worth is? Yeah, because we're all interested in the Gashmias. So when we talk about the value of a person, it's what does he have? And if he doesn't have, we're not interested. He's not a success as far as we're concerned. Right? That's our Parashat. Because we did that, we created for ourselves a lifestyle of requiring panosi. And it's our nisoyim to divide that lifestyle from the nisoyim. In other words, to understand that I'm here, I'm making all this, and it's the Rebbeinu Shlomo really that's doing it. And the more we understand that, the more the Rebbeinu Shlomo matzliach us, the more he'll give us, and the Yotzei Hashem will be zeichet for ourselves, for all the things that we support, and the zeichet will be a skill, tzedek, and hell will be a main thing.